כמה וכמה פעמים, יסוד בפרשת שמות, כמה וכמה פעמים בעצם Pharaoh sees the Kaddish is getting very big. He tells me, Yaldois, Yaldois, the Ivrios, Israel, of knowing when you're giving birth to the Ivrios, he's a bear, if it's a misson, you should kill him. If it's a daughter, let him live. So, Renam Yaldois is a Lakim. They feared, but also because you didn't know what's trying with Chayenas and Yolodim. Shifra and Pua, which was Yocheved and Miriam, did not listen to Paroi. You have to understand the voice of the act was an act. Came out of suicide not to listen to Paroi. And yet we find the murder of the Gezach. That this Shifra and Pua, it was Zeicha B'schus Deo Mechayes HaYalodim. Medrash Taka says also, it was Zoicha, not only that their son or their brother was saved, but also they was Zoicha that my Miriam was the one who called. As we know, Moshe Rabbeinu was asked to, when he was saved by Bas Paroi, he went out. And he didn't want to eat, he wanted to nourish many of the mothers. So the Maisa, she had to get, Miriam was there, so I know a Jewish mother. And in the palace of Paro, Rabbi Yisai, in his own palace, Moshe Rabbeinu was being nursed by his own mother. You have to realize the amazing feat, Rabbi Yisai, it's a tremendous zach. How and what gave the energy and the power to have such an amazing feeling? By saying, the Moshe and Yisrael, the one who was going to bring Eretz Klal Yisrael out of Mitzrayim, the one who was going to be the one who was going to be the biggest enemy, so-called enemy of Paro, was raised not only in Paro's house, but being nursed by his own mother from Jewish milk. In the palace of Paro. Avada was Mida connected Mida, as I always said, but later on I found the Medrash that way. The schush that she saved, so Moshe was saved, the schush that she fed, the Chiyena, she kept them alive. The male Mida connected Mida, Moshe was saved. But we have to understand the tremendous zach of this thing, Rabbi Yisai. The Choyritz Adova Pella Ad Ma'oid. What's the story of this nace? That he was zoicha to raise Moshe Rabbeinu, the one that they were after, the one they were seeking after. They were zoicha to raise him in the palace of Paro, being as his son, being raised there. As the Meshech Chochman says, that was also part of the Ashkocha Pratis. Moshe Rabbeinu was going to be a leader. He was going to be the leader of the rebelling army. He's being raised and getting shimush in Hanhogas Habriya, Hanhogas of the world of leading a nation. Because he's learning, he's living under Paro, to be that nation that's going to be the antithesis and going against Paro. How you talking? What's the shot? Second thing we see, Rabbi Yisai, in this parasha, The second thing we see, Rabbi Sai, is the story of the Bas Parah, Rabbi Sai. The Maiso, Bas Parah is an amazing story, Rabbi Sai. She goes down to the Yam. She goes down to the Yam one day, to the Nar. And Chazal tell us that she was going down, not only Stam, to go down to the Nar, but she was going down. She was going down to mitar herself of the base of the Zara of her father. The Telech Lirchois al Yor, says Chazal, she went down. There, Bas Parah Lirchois al Yor, she went down. Rashi says, Chazal bring them from the Chazal. So to Gemara, she was going down there to be Reuches herself from Beis Avodah Zarah. And what happens at that Maimi Rabbi Sai, when she goes down to wash herself from the Avodah Zarah of her father's house, she sees a little basket floating in the Nile River. A small little basket. And she sees that basket and it's very far away. And she stretches her hand out. And Chazal tell us an amazing thing happens. Her hand starts to stretch and to stretch and to stretch. According to some of the Gemara, it stretched an amazing amount of her. The Choyot Pella Otsum. That she was Zoycha. Okay, she said it was B'schus Moshe Rabbeinu, but the Maisa, the other day, are you all there having the schus? What is it gave the impetus that such an amazing feat, an utter nace that took place, the hand stretched almost so far up like that. Don't find Tanakh, even great Tzidkanius had such a nace up like that. What's the pshat in the nace? So you say, how to save Moshe Rabbeinu? So the high be shluchim the mokum, as the Ramban says, by the nace of saving Noach. But it says the Kosh has many ways to save. What was the point? Not only that, Rabbi Sai, Asor Hashemos, Dr. Gemara Megillah Yud Gimel, Asor Hashemos, Hoyel Ola Moshe. We don't call them by those names. Avigdor, Avigdor. There are many names. The name that remained in him, and his name, and we know him by Moshe Rabbeinu. The name Moshe, who gave that name, Rabbi Sai? Not his parents, not the Malach. Moshe Rabbeinu was given by Bas Parah. That was the name that she gave, and that was the name that stayed by him, even though his Gemara says he was called Asar Shemus. Next in your voice, I'm moving right along through the parsha. Chazal tell us, the person says later on, Rabbi Sai, most amazing thing, Rabbi Sai. If we go around the room, Rabbi Sai, Moshe Rabbeinu, Rabbi Sai, is the Rabban Shal Yisrael. Loikom ki Moshe, there was never, and there will be never a leader like Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu is the Ava Nevi'im. Rabbi Yisrael was not just some Godel Hador, he's Rabban Shal Kol Yisrael. The Torah was given only through Moshe Rabbeinu. Bishchus Moshe, we have the Torah. Toiras Moshe, we call it. Moshe Rabbeinu is the greatest of the great, Rabbi Sai. The most amazing figure in the history of Klal Yisrael, maybe. Torah, Rabbi Sai. He was called Isha Elokim, a man who was half godly, a man who was lifted, he was called Eved Hashem. Yom Hashem Eved Hashem, Zotir Radak, Mashakon Evekon Rabbi. He was a Sholein, Hevis Madrigis Atzumois. Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Shemayim 40 days and 40 nights. Rabbi Zayin, he didn't eat. He was a Malach Elohim. Who would you think, Rabbi Zayin, with passing around the microphone, is going to be the father-in-law of this great Moshe Rabbeinu? Who's Rabbi Shver? The biggest, the most stupendous, Choshev, a person called the Shver of Moshe Rabbeinu, Rabbi Zayin. Who's it going to be? They have a choice. Who's going to be the Shver of Moshe Rabbeinu? You know who it was, Rabbi Zayin. I don't want to tell you what he used to do for a living. He was a koimer. Mr. Priest. He worked in a church. This is Moshe Rabbeinu, Yavashal Nevi'im's father-in-law, Rabbi Zayin. Not an acquaintance. It's not an acquaintance, he knows. He happened to meet him, and he was in the joke with the rabbi, the priest, and whatever, the sheikh. It's his father-in-law, Jethro! Jethro Simpson! He's changing his name to Samson. Sound more Jewish. Jethro! Here's my father-in-law. Here's the Shver. Can you take off that white collar, please? Not good for the pictures. The Shver of Moshe Rabbeinu is a galach. He's a former galach. He was Megaya. That's who's the Shver of Moshe Rabbeinu. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu zoicha to marry. The daughter. You think Moshe Rabbeinu, that's it. He ran away. Okay, so you say that's how Moshe Rabbeinu said he ran away. He realized he was a Yid. He was a shot to Yid. Maybe he knew all or whatever it is, but he ran away. He saved Yiddish life. He runs away. Hashem sets up the most unbelievable shidduch. Moshe Rabbeinu, you're going to be the option of being. Who's going to be his shver? Let me introduce you. Here he is. You know, Jethro comes in there, the goatee. He just recently became, a Geiris. He comes with a goatee. And, here he is with his seven daughters. And Moshe Rabbeinu was talking to him. He said, what are you doing, for a living before? Well, I was, I used to give sermons. Oh, you're an Orthodox rabbi. Well, not so much. You used to give sermons. Where did you get these sermons? What? The local church. That's who... You were the local church. You were in charge of the local church? Yes, that was my previous parnasa. He's the shver, Moshe Rabbeinu. I said, hello, you look yourself. And I go, oh, what do you mean? It's beautiful. Yeah, Kadosh Baruch Hu made it. Green lights. Yeah, it was a shidduch made in heaven. Of course, the Kadosh Baruch Hu made the shidduch. Well, what's the pshara, my son? Of others ran away, this, and they met by the well, and they lived happily ever after. Great story. At the end of the day, Lamaisa, Shoifa Shaldova, Kushbo, Mizamin, and he is Shver, and he is Yisrael, my son. What's the pshara? Yisoid, my son. Yisoid, how Yisoid is, my son. Which is amazing, amazing. You saw it. And it's something that we have to know. And it's so MS. And it's so proven. And it's something that every yeshiva bach has to ingrain within his moyach. That this is the yisoy to success. Be'etem, we could ask the story. Even starker, Rabbi Zayin. We could ask a bigger kasha. The Gemara tells him in Nachas. That when Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Sinai, So he saw all the Doris, and he saw a figure in the future by the name of Rabbi Akiva. And he said, when he saw Rabbi Akiva, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if you have such a person, if you have such a figure, why are you giving the Torah through me? So asked Moshe Rabbeinu. Mishmeis Rabbi Akiva, the Gemara Saif Saita, Batla Kovet HaTorah. Torah was his battles of Rashi, a Torah called Tag B'Tag. Not called Ois Frois. He was Dorish even the Tag. Akiva was one of the greatest. But Maha Yitzchiloso, Rabbi Akiva, Abaisa. The Chorah, the story of Rabbi Akiva, needs very big explanation. The story of the great Rabbi Akiva needs unbelievable explanation. The Gemara tells us in Pesachim Memtes, Akiva, Rabbi Akiva came from a family of Geirim. But more than that, Rabbi Akiva, till he was 40 years old, was an Am Ha'oretz, the Raisa, the Rabbanon, Minhaga, Hilchos Medina, from all the different Mahal, he was the Am Ha'oretz, the Kodeyes. So much so, the Gemara tells us in Pesachim Memtes, Rabbi Akiva said, not only did he was an Am Ha'oretz, give me a Talmud Chacham, and I'll tear him to pieces. I'll eat him for supper. He wasn't just not learned. He was anti. He was anti the Talmud Chacham. Give me a Talmud Chacham, I'll tear him apart. So was the Matthias of Rabbi Akiva. But there was a girl. Name was Rachel, the daughter of Kalba Basavua, that had noticed this shepherd who used to take care of the sheep for her father named Kalba Savua. And she noticed that he had good midos. And this that he hated Talmud Chacham came out of jealousy. But he was Sanua Umayli, says the Gemara. She saw he was Sanua Umayli, says the Gemara Ksubis. The Dharam also, the Avnon, Ksubis Amabes. She saw he was Sanu Umayli. So up there, they start to talk a little bit on the outside in the backyard by the sheep. She saw that the sheep, for some reason, wanted to help her, and then she said, listen, if you promise to go to learn, I'll marry you. Now you have to understand that he was a poor shepherd, came from a family of Geirim. Kalba Savua, says Chazal, was one of the richest of the Gemara Gittin from the Shlosha Asiri, the richest people in the whole Yerushalayim. He was a rich, Shtarka Yid, Rabbi Yisai. You have to understand, Rabbi Yisai, Kalba Savua, the Chazal, he's called Kalba Savua, because everyone used to come into his house starving like a Kelev. Kalba would walk out Saveya, they would walk out full. It would not be full. You have to realize he was the wealthiest. He had so much food. He could sustain the whole Yerushalayim. He could sustain the whole. You sustain the whole Yerushalayim. Could sustain the whole Yishuv. He was so wealthy, and he was a starke yid. He was an influential yid. And Kalba Savua, Rabbi Yisai, can imagine who he wanted for a son-in-law. It was already being talked about in all the big yeshivas, Ponovich, Chevron, Feres Chaim. He was looking for the son-in-law. He went around with all, he was already talking in all the yeshivas, who's going to be the son-in-law of the great Kalba Savua, the wealthiest man. He wasn't promising only here in Eretz Yisrael, where the minig is, he promised a dira, Sidur Malay it's called. Sina Malay means full support. Get a dira. You know, the guy barely could read the Rashba. He's ready, I want Sina Malay. First learn how to read. Sina Malay. But anyway, the guy might be deserving of a siddur, a full siddur in the back. Give him a full siddur. That's about Sina Malay. But anyway, but Kalasimu wanted really the best bacher of his side. He wanted the best bacher. And to marry his daughter Rachel, she was the best girl in the Beis Yaakov. She had all the good grades. She attended the Beis Yaakov in Yerushalayim. And Rav Ashi wanted to get the greatest Talmud Chachamim, Bakri B'Shas, Poiskim. He knows everything. He's going to be the man of the next head. Or who knows what, the Eid Achredis, with Sheiris, with every, Mamish going to be everything. And he's going to come in Mamish with a bald, a nice long beard, and payas on his ears. And all of a sudden his daughter comes home that afternoon. Dad, Tati, I have to talk to you. I think I found my chosen. You found your chosen, Gevaldik. Gevaldik! When's the vart? I hope we're going to make a vart very soon. I can't believe it. I'm sorry, my daughter. Talk to Rocha, Gevaldik. He learned. So where did he learn? Panovich. Where did he learn? Chavrin. At least the Feres Chaim Bach, where does he learn? Well, Todd, maybe you should be sitting for this one. Who is it? Who is this guy? I know the names, you know. Salmanovich from there, that game I have here. Is it, you know, Berkovitz from Haifa, that Bacha? Is it Chaimanowitz? No, it's none of those. Not, oh, well, that was the list of the three, four top Bacharim that we were looking into. Well, he's not really on that list. Oh, so maybe something that your friends were talking about, Taka Bochum, that you know about Taka. I mean, here, well, it's something that you Taka know about. I know of him. Who could he be? Well, it's something that hangs around the house here a little bit. Hangs around the house. I know we have Bochum for Shabbos. They come over for Shabbos. We get a call from David Wiener every other week. You know, and we have to have Bochum over. One of those Chashuv Bochum with Tzvanes Chaim that come for Shabbos meals. Well, Maisi, he could probably pass for Tzvanes Chaim Bochum. But anyway, who is he? He's the shepherd. The shepherd! The shepherd! Akiva the shepherd? Are you out of your mind, Rachel? Are you out of your mind? Have you lost your marbles? A shepherd? Akiva the shepherd, the Amharetz? He was bald also. He has no hair. He doesn't even look good. But more than that, I was planning on buying him a shot. I was planning on buying him a Shulchan Aruch. What am I going to get him? A shepherd's rod? A golden shepherd's rod? What am I buying for the Chassidic gift? He can't read. The guy's on the Aretz. Over my thee body, you're marrying such a man. Tata. He's Sanua. He has good midah. Get out of my house. Are you crazy? If you marry that person, I will never look at you again. I'll never see you again. You will not have any suhanah from my nechosim. You won't touch not one thing. I won't give you a dime, not a nickel, not a penny. You won't see nothing. You're not going to get a new sheitel. Nothing. But I want to marry him. I believe in him. I hold he could be so. Get out of my house. I don't want to see you again. True story about her. He threw her out of the house and he asked her Bahano to have Hano from his Nechosim, and she went anyway that long to marry the Bekifa, my son. Zok Chazal, they were so poor. I think on their wedding night, they went to live in some barn. They lived there for the beginning of marriage, just a few, whatever. They lived in a barn. What is that? You want to know what a barn looks like? Outdoors? You got it. But worse, what is that? They didn't have heaters in there. No heating system, what is that? Nothing. And they had nothing to lay down on. Just a bunch of hay. Chazal tells them, Maisa, that night, to make them feel a little bit confident, a little bit chashur, something good. Elio came and knocked on the door and said, my wife is giving birth, I need something, we don't even have any straw. And they gave someone their straw away. They felt, okay, at least we have something. And Rachel said to Rabbi Akiva, I know we have nothing. I know I'm going to have to suffer here by myself, but I married you. I want you to go ahead and learn Torah. This person, Rabbi Yisrael, Akiva Ben Yosef, goes to yeshiva. Of course, you have to understand what's going on over here. This person went away to learn Torah. Akiva Ben Yosef, as the Amba Oretz, Chazal tell us, he was nichnas into the first grade class. Come on, Akiva! Repeat after me! Come at Aleph, ah! Come at Beis, ba, bit, no, try again! Ba, mamish! He sat there as a 40-year-old man, now he has a little bit of hair on his beard now, he wasn't, you know, he's really starting to grow a little beard, he has a shtickle like scuffle over there, sitting there with little kids screaming, ba, ga! He was using that with the goats already. Gah! Now he's thinking, go! That one I can get good. I already know the goat language. Bah! Very good. Sego Bays! Excellent! He was sitting there learning the Aleph Beis. 12 years later, he has 12,000 Talmidim. In 12 years of Boisai. A 40-year-old man, it's not so easy, Boisai. You get to the age of 40, Boisai, the brain cells start to, 40 years old, he starts to learn basic Aleph Beis. 12 years later, he's not only, very nice, he knows a little Gemara Kedushin, sixth block. Very nice! He could say a shtickle Torah, maybe! Very nice, he could be a cheder Rebbe. No, 12,000 Talmidim. 24 years later, the story goes again, he comes back. 24,000 Talmidim, the Godol Hador, Shein Kamoyu, whatever Moshe Rabbeinu says. The place I ask you, what is going on? How is it Shaykh? But more than that, the Gemara tells us, and when he came back, he was the Godol Hador, Mamish. Everybody heard of him already. The Goin HaGodol, the Godol of Shevigdoilim, Rebbe Akiva. And he came back, and he came to the town where he used to live. And his wife had been Mesiris Nefesh, was I'll tell you, she was selling her hair. She was doing anything to remain survival. They had a child also, Yeshua. And Lamaisa, she was raising him with Mama's scrap. She looked like Mama, some old lady already. And she came out to greet him, just like the multitudes when they had the big signs of Akiva, the Godol is coming. And he comes to the town, and there everybody's waiting for her, and she goes out to greet him. And she's in the back, and she's trying to make her way forward to see her husband after 24 years of being away, to see him for the first time, to greet him, and he's just in the back, and he's surrounded by his Talmidim, and he's singing, and they're singing, and everybody's going out to see the Godol Hador, and she's in the back, Mom is like a sponge lady, trying to make her way up, and the people that know a little bit about her to push her through, and says, get that lady out of here, he has avoid him around him, he doesn't need some sponge lady. And sometimes he whispers, it's why. Sometimes they clear a path. And then he sees people pushing him out of the way. The God of the door, what's this lady? Get her out of here. He was shugging her. And Akiva sees his wife. He says the famous words, let her go, let her come. Talmidim. Dor sholem sheli v'shalachem sholahem. My Torah and your Torah and everybody's Torah. Hers. So Radharan says, hers, al yodas, through her. But I want to say another title. This is Yesoid Godol Rabbeisai, which answers all our questions for today. and it's going to teach us the most moralistic lesson that we can learn about some of the Parshias. That there's an equation in Yiddishkeit, Rabbi Yisrael, a very simple equation. And this equation is something that's proven, it's more proven than the equation of Albert Einstein. The equation is very simple. Mesirus Nefesh equals Siyata Dishmaya. Mesirus Nefesh equals Siyata Dishmaya. That when a person is Moisir Nefesh for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he's Moisir Nefesh for his Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it sends the Siyata Dishmaya also. 24 years later, the Gadol, not just the Gadol, the great, one of the greatest in the history of Klal Yisrael. How could it be a guy started at 40 years old? The Seder, he's a Gadolik, a Talmud Chacham. But Gadol Shemigdolim, Moshe Rabbeinu said, if you have a choice, a Kodesh Baruch Hu, give the Torah to Rabbi Akiva. Can it be a Yitochen? Yes. Because the Mesirus Nefesh of Rabbi Akiva and his wife was never matched, will never be maybe matched in the history of Klal Yisrael. And for that Mesirus Nefesh for HaKadosh Baruch Hu and his Torah, Hashem pays back with unbelievable amounts of Siyata Dishmaya. And that's what Rabbi Akiva was saying. Sheli v'shalachem shelo. Could you imagine a woman 24 years? You didn't even know who gave up Rabbi Yisrael. Was there anybody in the history who gave up everything? She was the boss of the richest woman, one person in the world. She was shopping every day in Bloomingdale's. And where'd she end up shopping? In Barnes. Not Barnes and Nobles. Barnes. She was looking for straw. She lived off hand-me-downs, borrowed stuff. She lived 12, but not only that. That would have been the whole stop. She would live with her husband. But she lived without her husband. She couldn't manage her entire club. We would come home every night and drink coffee with her. Maxwell House! It's good for the till the last drop. He would come home at least every Friday and make Kiddush. Yo, my shishi! 24 years without seeing her husband. And though everybody knows the story, he came back after 12 years with 12,000 talmidim. And she saw the neighbor, she met up with the neighbor and said, how's life? Oh, my husband's coming home. Wow, what an amazing time. So the Rachel says to the neighbor, yeah, but I wish he would go another 12 years to learn. She said, are you out of your mind? 12 years, you haven't seen your husband. Yeah, but he's doing so well. So many talmidim. She said, go another. Rabbi Akiva heard that. He turned around, he went for another 12 years. It's a different shmooze. Why he didn't stop in and eat a piece of apple strudel with his wife. They probably didn't have any apple strudel in the house. But besides that, Tekasha, Ivois Eimer, the Nother Terrence. But the Maisa, he went 24 years. She didn't see her husband. She sat amongst the barns and ate and had straw. She barely had anything to eat. Was there any greater Messias never in the history? But it's unfathomable. 24 years. From right after the chasana, kimas, not to see her husband, and to live in poverty, and they thought she was the sponger lady. That's a serious nefesh. Shokta b'kiva, sheli v'shalachem, all the time that's here. The siyata dishmaya that was able to come so great, and give such unbelievable shiurim, and to have so much shalom, it's through her. Her serious nefesh created it. The Siyat is right there, how is her Mesirus Nefesh? If she deserves to be honored, make path for her, she's brought about this amazing occurrence. And Rabbi Yisai, it's Baruch Umenusa. Mesirus Nefesh, Vakarish Baruch, who eats with Siyat and Ishmael. And that's why when you're covered in Miriam, when Ab and Mesirus Nefesh Mamish, they were threatened by Paro, you can imagine. Make sure you kill them. Let the render, they fear Hashem, they were Mesirus Nefesh for Hashem. Hashem paid them back with the most amazing nes, Yad Mishmaya Zuma. She's not only going to grow up in the palace. Not only to be saved, he's going to grow up in the palace. He's going to grow up on an amazing matzah, but not only that, you're going to feed him in the palace. It doesn't make sense. She didn't think she was going to see him again. Not only is he safe, not only is he growing up in the most amazing environment and the hachana to be the gadol, but she's going to nurse him there. Why? Mesiras nefesh equals Yad Nishma. Bas Paro went out that day to the Ya'or. She was also the Bas of Gedolim, the daughter of the king. She had it all in life, and she wanted to give it up to become a Jewess. When she went down at that moment, Hashem saw the Mesiras nefesh of such a woman giving up everything to become a ger. Hashem showed her right away the siyata dishman. She's going to be the savior of the great Moshe Rabbeinu. She's going to be the savior of Judaism. Why? Her mysterious nefesh brought about siyata dishmaya nisis of nes. Her arm stretched. Some said 60 amma. Unbelievable amounts. Because at that moment, she did an unbelievable act of serious nefesh, leaving Pharaoh, the daughter of Gedolim, of Bas God, of means great individual, great meaning prestigious individual. Give it all up. That moment she was over to me, Nes, Me'al, Me'eva, Derech HaTeva, to save Moshe Rabbeinu. But in that moment she ingrained in Moshe Rabbeinu his serious nefesh for Klal Yisrael. And that's why his name remained Moshe Rabbeinu, because that was the stempel of Moshe Rabbeinu. He went out and he sacrificed. And he was Tata Zohar to Mesiras Nefesh, Siyat Tishmai, to become the leader of Klal Yisrael. And finally, Rabbi Sai. Yes, Jethro Simpson, the priest from down the block, from that church, is the father-in-law of the greatest individual in Jewish history, Kemat, Moshe Rabbeinu. Because Jethro also gave it all up. Chazal say he was sitting in Rumo Shel Olam. He was the head of that time called the Vatican of those times. He was the highest priest, the Kohen Oin, the high priest in those things. And he realized that it was all fake. It was false. It was sheker. And he was menuder, he said the reason why his children was chased away from the well that day, because they put him in Chayrim, was the biggest bizayon. In the Midian times came out, priest leaves it all for Judaism. Can you imagine the bizayon in their eyes? And he was menuder. They threw him out of the community. They excommunicated him. He was sitting there all alone. Hashem says, you gave up for me, Yisrael. You gave up for my Yiddishkeit. You gave up to become. Look for the MS. You're going to be zecher to siyata d'shmaya. That's not shayach. You're going to have the son-in-law called Moshe Rabbeinu. And this is the story which runs through the theme of our parasha of Voisai. And this is the story of the Bikiva of Voisai. And this is the story of all the great Gedolim of Voisai, who became great Gedolim of Voisai. Great people in Klal Yisrael, even though they weren't fit, even though they might have not have been so great, Rabbi Yisrael, but the Mesiras Nefesh v'Hashem Yisbara, the Mesiras Nefesh for his Torah, brought about an Haganesis. Hashem acted with them on a way of Nisim. And when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Almighty, All-Powerful, there's no end to the results, Rabbi Yisrael. I'm just reading about Moro Moreno Virabenu, Zechat Sarah the Kodesh of Brochon of Shach. Rav Shach, at a young age, Rabbi said, he went away from his family. You look at the picture of his family, he came from a Balabatisha family. Mamish Balabatisha, the picture of his brothers. Mamish Balabatisha family. He was the Gadol that we didn't have in many, many years. It wasn't such a Gadol, Rabbi said like that. That the whole entire world listened to what he said. He ran the entire Haredi community. He wanted to make a new party. He decided, that's it. He decided, a 95-year-old man, Rabbi Yisrael, get your golf shoes and go retire. What's he doing up there at the podium? 95-year-old man, sit back and Relax and learn tomorrow with a glass of tea. Delicious. A little sweet and low. And that's it. He's sitting there at 95 making new parties. The whole entire world listens to Rav Shach. The entire world wants to hear what he says. All the chilayim, when he says Torah, they all end around. The whole entire Haredimur followed whatever he said to the pin, Rabbi Yisrael. How was a child, Rabbi Yisrael? There were gedolim from the past history that didn't have that koyach, Rabbi Yisrael. To be the gadol, the one gadol that ran the entire klal Yisrael. A lot of people, Rosh Shem Kol Pnei Hagoyim, they called him, were the one that everybody listened to. The one that was known and everybody went to. The one whose word was the last word. And he said to make a new party. Klaisel changed overnight. Remember the time was, I didn't think he was going to get anything. He decided to say we're breaking off. We have whatever reason he has to make a break off. And we're making a new party. People thought it was crazy. What's going on? How are you going to do it? How are you going to get any seats in the government? You have already, if the whole from community gets together, we can have Jews. But to make off a break off party, no, he held it was right up. He does Torah. And he went to do it. They had two seats. But at the time people were saying it's crazy. He held it was right. And Siyas Nishmai they had was awesome. And no one thought it wasn't like, okay, it was like 4 years before there was the Bechirot, the elections, 4 years before the elections, okay, she has time. It's like, mom, a few months before, okay, that's it, we're making a new party. A few months before, what do you mean? Everybody's saying, how's the child? He called the meeting of the town, and they got two seats. Everyone said, not shy, how's the child? Shach said, and that was it. And that's how Gimel came into the being of myself. And Mama should read the stories of his Siyas Nishmai opening up yeshivas and calling all over the money that he had, millions of money, not get everything. He was a kid that came from the most poorest, most. It wasn't a Rabbanisha family right there. His father was a Parsha of the Yid. But you read the story of his life, you realize Siyas Nishmai he had because of Mesirus Nefesh. He went away as a young kid to yeshiva. I don't think he saw his parents again. His father died. Mother, I think he saw one more time in his lifetime. World War I broke out. He was in yeshiva in Slotsk. And World War I broke out. All the Bachman ran home. His parents lived on the other side. They lived far away. He couldn't go anywhere. He stayed in the shul by himself for a year and a half, not knowing where to stay. He was very shy. So he didn't want to ask people. He was staying by a person. They didn't let him out because it was a draft. They were looking for all the kids. They couldn't stay in someone's house. He went to live in the shul. And for 1 year and a half, he existed, he said, on nothing. He had one shirt. One shirt. When he had to wash it, he would go up to the room, he would go wash it by the sink in the base classroom, he said. He would wash it and put on a coat, take off that shirt, cover himself with the coat, keep going, go up to the roof, till it dried and put it back on. His pants got so worn out that it didn't look at it, he had to turn them inside out. He wore them the other way, just so they should look normal. His hair, Rabbi Yisrael, there was no place, they didn't have showers, Rabbi Yisrael. No hot water. No showers! He was in a shul. He couldn't go anybody's house. He didn't want to air, he was embarrassed to air. His hair, Rabbi Yisrael, became a solid rock. They tried to give him a haircut, Rabbi Yisrael, after the iron, after the scissors broke. Chainsaw Shmuel! His hair became one shtick. The Kmavish became a solid rock, Rabbi Yisrael. Can you imagine a person a year and a half not taking a haircut and not being able to shower? He had boils on his body. He slept on a bench. But he said that he wanted to see, he was so cold. Can you imagine the Russian winter? I told him, oh, winter, it's a little cold. That went, oh. You know, it was like 5 degrees. 5 degrees, 30 below! In a cold place without heating system, Rabbi said. This morning, guys came in. The sun was out, and the heating thing wasn't working so well. Froze up. Guys were walking in. Rebbe, why is there no heat? The shop slept, the basement was freezing. We're not talking freezing, Rabbi. Below zero, many degrees below. And he slept on a wooden bench, Rabbi said. No mattress, Rabbi Yisrael. Not even a skinny yeshiva mattress. On a bench. And he wanted to get near the heat. They used to have some heat in the bay. He couldn't get there because all the pleating, the war was ravaging all over. So all the refugees were running back and forth. And they slept in the shore. And he was very shy. He couldn't even get near the heat. He slept in the... and his knees used to bang together at night from the cold. Until one person saw him, he ran back home, gave his old winter coat, and that's what he covered himself. He got warm. For 1 year and a half, he slept in there without feeling. But what did he survive on? He didn't have food. He ate. They said he used to have some men used to eat there in the shul, the leftover crumbs, the bread, with some tea that they had. That's what he survived on. For 1 year and a half, he said, "Lo haya li klum." Lo haya li klum b'chaya. Nothing in my life. I had nothing. It was a matzav of empty zero. But he said later on, those were the greatest years of my life. And that year he put out a kuntres, he wrote a kuntres on the Rambam. He learned Baal Basra like a few hundred times because he had one Gemara. And he put out a kuntres on Ezekiel. He wrote up from his side. What he had, he said, the only member alive, all he had was the Gemara. The Gemara, Rashi, and Tosha, he had a Rukiv Egi that he had found. And he learned it hundreds and hundreds of times. And he became connected to the Gemara. But the serious nefesh of Isaac, not knowing what to do with your family, not having a place to eat, no place to sleep, freezing, no shirts, no nothing, but 0.00, he had nothing, it ain't law, that was his lodging. That's why I believe Rabbi Isaac was Zerucha to become the Grasha of God. He did the serious nefesh for Hashem. The serious nefesh for Hashem was amazing. The serious nefesh equals Tziyat HaDishmaim. The Moshe Nefesh for Hashem and his Torah, Hashem pays back with nothing hold back, Rabbi Isaac. Hashem just sends out, you're going to become great. You're going to become the God, Rabbi Isaac. And every God, Rabbi Isaac, that we had, every great person, Rabbi Isaac, no matter how big their brain size was, how good they were, how shvach they were, how this they were, those who were Moshe Nefesh were Zerucha to become the greatest leaders of Klal Yisrael, because Hashem paid back the most amazing way. But it takes the serious nefesh. It takes you have to give up. Give up certain, maybe some friends. So hard. These friends, they're nice guys. They're good guys. When they need me, they're so friendly. When they need me, takes giving up, Rabbi Isaac, certain pastimes that we have that are not good for us. Certain things that keep bringing us down. And it's hard. It's a battle. It's difficult. But a person realizes that if I give up these things, if I part with the things that I love, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm going to show you what love means. I'm going to show you what love means. You're going to have unbelievable love. I'm going to give you a person that loves somebody just wants to shower. Shower upon that person. His love. I always say to Bussak, the Yisoy, the Mesiris Nefesh, for somebody is the greatest sign of love. People make, we once gave that shmooze a different knage, but we explained that love is misinterpreted. Love means this, I love this and I love that. Love means you're ready to moisten nefesh for what you love. You have to. It's Hashem Aleikecha. You love Hashem. I love you, Hashem. I go by the forest. I'll scream it. I love you. I'll hang my feet from the branch and scream it, shit, and go like a wood, like a seesaw, like a swing. And scream out, I love. I'm even ready to spark some for 25 shek. I love Hashem t-shirts. I love you, Hashem, with a big heart, a red heart in the middle. Listen, it's better than something else in the middle. At least I love you, Hashem. I'm ready to make bumper stickies. Love Hashem! I'll put them on every car, yellow bumper stickers! But I can't for the life of me get up for Shabbos. I love Hashem! I have bumper stickers out of my walls, t-shirts, yarmulkes, wiping yarmulkes, love, love, love! But I can't for the life of me get up for Shabbos. Lo hafto. Es Hashem Alekecha. B'chol levavecha. You know how you show your love for Hashem? With all your heart. So Chazal, all your heart. B'shnei Yitzrecha. You give up your Yitzahara for Hashem. That's love. U'b'chol me'oidecha. You give up your money for Hashem. That's love. U'b'chol nafshecha. Afilu hu noitelas nafshecha. Even he takes away your soul. That's the half to us, Hashem. You ready to be Meister Nefesh? You ready to give up? You ready to give up your pastimes? Your hobbies? Your bad friends? The places that you go to? The things that you love? Or you think that you love? You think that are good, but you ready to give that up? That's what half does Hashem like. But if Hashem sees that love, that you're ready to give up, it's so difficult, baby. So difficult to give up this pastime. I'm asking to you. And Rebbe, it's so difficult. I love to see this, to watch this. I love to go to this place. I love to do this act. I love it, I enjoy it, I understand you enjoy it. And it's Mesivas Nefesh, it's difficult. But here's where you show your love for Hashem. Here's you show your love for the Torah. I love to sleep. I love the pillow. Here's where you show your love for Hashem. Here's where you show your Mesivas Nefesh. Here's where you show your Ahava. Or stated in the next Pasuk, I want to say another time, it's not just a tzivoy, but a schar. These words will be on your heart, v'shimnantem v'vonecha, v'divrei Torah, the Torah will be zechot to be mishun in your mouth, you'll be zechot to know Torah klar. Because Hashem says, you're moisei nefesh for me, I'm ready to open up the oitz. Zok Chazal! Tziyatim in Shemaya, to know Torah, Tziyatim in Shemaya, to understand Torah, to have Torah in your mind, to keep it there, it's all Tziyatim in Shemaya. Those are going to be the Gdolim, those are going to be the great ones, the Klai, they need Tziyatim in Shemaya, to remember Torah, it's all Tziyatim in Shemaya. You love me, I love you, said Hashem. Here, become the Gadol Hadar. Become a great Talmud Chacham. I'm ready to give you the oitzus, the keys, to the warehouse, to the storage house of Chochmah. You're ready to moist the nefesh, you're ready to put in the hours, you're ready to push away the sleep, you're ready to get up in the morning early, you're ready to work hard, you're ready to moist the nefesh, here it is, here are the keys. Here's the Chochmah, here's the godless, here's becoming great, here's becoming Moshe Rabbeinu. He is becoming Rabbi Akiva. He is becoming all the great Gedolim that we have at Boisai. He is becoming the next Rabbi Shach. Me? I don't have the brain power. I don't have the motivation. I have this. Are you ready to give up? You ready, Moshe Nefesh? A serious Nefesh equals. Equals! Siyat Nishmat. Money back guaranteed today, Rabbi Sai. Come back to me anytime, Rabbi Sai. You and Moshe Nefesh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're going to see. Siyato Dishmaya. You gave up this, you gave up that. It's difficult. I guarantee you, with a big G. Guarantee, Rabbi Sai. You give up the stuff. You give up all the stuff. The Siyato Dishmaya is waiting. It's there. There's no thing saying that I can't be the God, or no thing I can't become a great Talmud Chacham. It's not, you're not in a family. Shach didn't come from a family of Gedolim. Many Gedolim did, Rabbi Zah. He had one ingredient, the Siras Nefesh for Hashem's Torah. That decision made him the greatest Gedol that we had in the last 50 years. Rabbi Zah, the choice is yours. You can go through the year, pass it by, let it pass by you. Don't come to the shmooze. Very nice. You had a very nice year in Israel. beautiful album, as we say, all the pictures, very nice. But the opportunity won't come back again. The opportunity to become a great person in Klal Yisrael. Now we see it, you see it around, we don't have to go down the block. Those who decide to make the extra effort, those who don't give up things in their early life, you see their Siyat Dishmaya. People think, oh, it just happened to be. They're learning, they're finishing Masechtas, they're finishing, they're learning. It just happens to be. It's a just coincidence, as they say. It's no coincidence. It's a thing called Siyat Dishmaya, and that thing has no limits. No limits of what's that. I saw guys in yeshiva who were mamish bali tshuva, mamish nothing, and they were moist and nesh, Hashem Torah, that them, their bonim, the magil shiurim, all for the Messiah Snafish of us. The choice is ours. The opportunity is in our hands. We just have to make that decision. Put in the effort. Give up. It's going to be hard. At the beginning, I'm telling you it's hard. I know my own life story, Rabbi-san. How much it was so difficult at the beginning to give up. So many pastimes. It was so hard. But Rabbi-san, there's no comparison to what you can be zochah to at the end. I guarantee it. You'll come back and say, Rebbe, it was worth it, but not only was it worth it, it was so worth it. I can't believe how much it was worth it. To give that thing up, and I'm attached to it. But what I was zeichet to, if I have to say any one ingredient in my own life story, I've always said, the Mesiras Nefesh, I had also the same thing, giving up the past. I was so into everything. To give it up. Mesiras Nefesh. Different kufas in life, Mesiras Nefesh, to give up and to push away different things. Whatever I'm zirka today, sitting here for saying to you guys, a shmooze. It's because there was a lot of Mesiras Nefesh that went in everybody's side. There were times of hours and hours and hours pushing away, fighting, and this with the Yitzharas. And everything I was fighting with, and pushing to learn more, and pushing away sleep, pushing different kufas of my life, pushing away different things of my time. Whatever I was zeichet to, I think I'm an average guy, that's all. Nothing special. I was never known in my high school days as any brilliant guy. Average. Whatever I was zeichet to, I put in the hard work, I worked my heart, worked very hard. And it was with Mesiras Nefesh, because there was Nisyonis, there's the other offers in life. Going to the secular world, whatever it was, each plus step of the way, Rabbi Yisrael. Mesiras Nefesh equals Siyat Dishmaya. There's no way in the world, Rabbi Yisrael, I can imagine I spoke Hanukkah, that I have a yeshiva, giving a shmuz to Talmidim, have my own yeshiva, the budget, everything going on, Rabbi Yisrael. Every single one of you. Every single one of you, can do the same. It takes a little bit of serious nefesh, but it goes a very long way. Shmizoicha, use out to our potential, become the great people that we can become, Rabbi Sai. We always say over this week's parasha, I'm ending. It says in this week's parasha, the Goin says, based on a rashi, this week's parasha, that in Samach Aleph, in Yerodeh, Samach Aleph, it says a goyish, that a Yiddish yekint shouldn't nurse from a goyish woman. Yiddish yekint, if a woman mother can't nurse her child, so we shouldn't give it to a goyish woman. So the shaila is, the goyim brings the mekor from Rashi, this week's parasha, Moshe Rabbeinu, they took him around to many nurses, and she didn't nurse, because it was off to Rashi, the pesh, the mouth that eventually was going to speak with the Shechina. Not Roy, he should nurse from a goyish woman. He's going to eventually speak with the Shechina. Correct, Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, I don't understand. So how could it be also for every Jewish baby to nurse? Moshe Rabbeinu, there's a reason. Vaistoy, look, Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky. And then Mr. Yaakov, this week's parasha, Vaistoy, must be that every Jewish boy has the capability, has the potential to osid medaber im hashchina. Every Jewish baby, you can be in a certain bechina the next Moshe Rabbeinu. Just need Mesiras Nefesh. Shezoicha beiz Hashem, to understand the stories, put in the effort. See the amazing Siyat Nishmaya, Roysai. And be zoicha to one day sit back and tell over your story. How that shmooze got into me and I decided to give up everything. Give it all up. I don't need it anymore. It'll be difficult. But I'm waiting for that little sign of love Hashem's going to throw on me. Sitting there one day, looking at all my friends who weren't giving up. They'll be looking at me. Oh, wow, what'd you do? How are you, Zerg? We sat on the same bench. We were in the same yeshiva. We were in the same year in Eretz Yisrael. Look at you today. Such a chashuv ben Torah, such a Talmud Chacham. What was it? Well, I came to the Shmuz and I heard that Mesiras Nefesh equals Siyata Dishmaya. And I gave up that stuff. I was Mesiras Nefesh Vashem. Today I'm sitting on top of the world. Today everybody's jealous of me. Look at that Talmud Chacham. Look at that Ram, look at that Rosh Hashiva, look at that Rav. Look at him, look how good he looks. I listened. I gave up. I was Zeichot Hashem is benching me with unbelievable Siyat Nishmai. We should be Zeichot, we damn to Hashem. Hashem, look down upon us. Look at the Mesiras Nefesh of every Bach that comes to Eretz Yisrael, comes to Yeshiva, comes to Seder. Look kindly upon us. See our effort and benches with Siyat Dishmaya to become the emissar, Talmud Chacham, to reach our full potential. Zorich to give nachas to you, Hashem. Nachas to Klal Yisrael. Zorich to Mashiach Sikeinu, Meir Yemim.